Yes, I'd also like to thank Hugh and everyone else for the opportunity. It was really nice being introduced to the magazine in this way. It was the first time I had actually seen it, been aware of it. And, what I did in the magazine was some translations of Kato Ikuya, who's an experimental haikuist who is still living today, was born in 1929, and began writing experimental haiku in the 50s, but under the influence of modernist experimental poetry, Western style poetry. In Japan, they're still they're very concerned with the genealogical relations between poets, not only traditional poets but also Western style poets. So he always mentions, make sure he knows his sensei, his master, was Yoshida Isui, who was the great classic modernist of the 40s. Who has been translated by Stephen Forth and one other person. So he's working in haiku and working in what is referred to as non-seasonal haiku, which is a non-traditional, more experimental form of haiku that came along in the late 30s and 40s. Some haikuists decided to start writing haiku without allusions to the seasons and without certain other traditional markers that were normally required in orthodox haiku. However, he actually does use seasonal words in this particular work. It's just that they're used at random. They're not used in the proper way. He'll pull out a seasonal word because he's interested in the word, because he's interested in the Chinese characters used to write it. One of the many difficulties in translating this sort of kyutai kanko, spherical sense, which was first published in 1959, is that it's also a visual work, as every Japanese poem in every genre is, because of the fact of the characters. But visual in the sense that he's choosing characters, words and characters that the average educated Japanese does not know. So the Japanese reader must go through a process of translation and look up these characters. Or if they're not already a trained haikuist themselves, look up this word, like, oh, this is a seasonal word relating to spring or winter or what have you. So there's already a translation process at work in reading the original for a native speaker of Japanese. Then there are various levels of meaning. There's the visual, there's the surface meaning, the literal meaning, and then the other meanings that come about when you understand what the seasonal word alludes to. And then when you understand that the seasonal word is taking you the wrong way and is actually used at random and does not mean what it's supposed to mean, it's something else over here in this other direction. So there's this whole prismatic effect which is difficult, or if not, well, it's impossible to get in translation because you lose the visual, of course, and you can't have every level exist, you know, within English at once. Probably the only way to do it would be to have every possible version of the translation done and laid out like so, you know, and plus the original in order to get the entire effect so you can go through each stage. My final translation itself is only one of those possible layers, and is in a sense a failure, quote unquote failure, as every translation must be, because it doesn't have all the layers in one, and B, it sounds almost too lyrical. You know, it doesn't have the torque, the tension, the confusion, the strangeness that would especially be noticeable to someone who is really a native-speaking Japanese person, knowledgeable in haiku, would look at it and say, well, that's interesting, and then look at it and, wait a minute, no, that's wrong. That's not the right seasonal word. You know, and there'd be, you know, that kind of experience. So, in other words, there's a dissonance in the original, which doesn't necessarily carry over into the English. But what I did do, however, in terms of trying to retain a little bit of that, was here and there, there's an interesting just an interesting difference comparison between what the literal meaning of the characters would be, and then what the translation is that one comes up with once you've dug up, you know, what the meaning is for the seasonal term and so on. So I'll have something in italics over on the side that has that literal meaning still there. So the this is from the book Spherical Sense. It's divided into a series of sections and then subsections. And I basically translated it as the first large section with several subsections. So the name, the title of that section is Mirage Festival, which could also be read literally as Festival in a Coastal Town. The only thing being that the word coastal town is actually a seasonal word, which means a mirage, and relates to spring, even though he bounces back and forth between all the seasons within one subsection. So it's a poem about spring, it's not about spring. The first subsection, I should mention there's, he uses foreign words, often written in the Romanized script, all caps, you know, like Gala. It's like a neon sign, you know, across the Japanese. Or he'll use foreign names of foreign cities and foreign countries, but not necessarily written the way they're supposed to be written in Japanese. He'll write the name of a foreign country in hiragana, the syllabary, which is used for writing Japanese words, rather than in katakana, square, the angular-shaped syllabary, which is usually is. And then you go do the opposite. Use a Japanese word written in the angular characters used for foreign words, and so on. So there's all this visual stuff going on. So the first subsection is entitled Image. Winter waves come to the winter pier and are returned. Thought of two poems about flowers that do not mention flowers. Sunday on which I do not go to pray, choosing seeds instead. June, now the crane prays for its own dead. Sand spills from July's pianissimo. Convolvulus noon face, still visible afternoon. Portugal. Awaiting each bird to the treetops at sunset. At night, a spotted dove flashes like a firefly. The word pianissimo, Italian word, foreign word, appears in Italian, pianissimo, in the hiragana syllabary. And this is an allusion to his master, Yoshida Issui, who like to use words like pianissimo quite a bit in his well-known work called Swan Hakucho. So a lot of swans come up here too. Whenever swan comes up, he's alluding to Yoshida. Absence. Seeing a withered tree, all things seem as if absent. Memory of sand spilling on an autumn day. A bird passes through an idea, slanting northward. Furnace lit, like being inside a Mediterranean bowl. Another thing is, haiku, of course, is very much concerned with objects, the object of reality. You don't have concepts or ideas in haiku. So Kato chooses to have a bird pass through an idea rather than sky or tree or what have you, which would be the norm in haiku. Gala. Winter trees standing, uncountable, yet they are counted. Pool of light on winter castle wall, no castle. whistling wind, tiger wind flute, leaves a bird in Havana. Cloud of memory, a sparrow comes and sings in the hair. A mirage appears, Ocean City. The future erupts, shines back. Wine in an anthole, the subterranean bacchanalia. June's blemishes, a parachute opens. Department of the Word. Saw the logos bending back roof tiles in the scorching sun. The old temple's carved images, nearby an Indian lilac. Releasing a butterfly, an ancient smile in the present moment. Flower that bears no fruit, wasted flower. Flowers are far on festival day. Someone with Ravel's left hand, half moon. Nest. The trick to working the hometown well bucket, a whirligig beetle. Eye of the needle, afternoon wanes, nap over. Returning from Mary in a field of flowers, a flower cross. A dog passes over a fur coat, over memory. Lute without strings, literally no strings, and which is also a seasonal word, which is found, I can't remember now if Basho used it, I'm sure it was used in Busson. Busson used it. The lute is actually the biwa, which was strummed and used to accompany the chanting, the storytelling of blind storytellers in medieval Japan. Winter trees stand, and that which makes the trees stand, a cyclorama. And this one's for Hino Sojo. Hino Sojo was one of the non-seasonal haikuists who was amongst a group of haikuists who were arrested in what is called the Kyodai Jiken, the Kyoto University incident. They were arrested under suspicion for sedition, as militarism grew stronger, because they were writing haiku without seasonal words, which meant obviously they were under the influence of bad foreign ideas, which meant obviously they must all be communists and no good, and so they were brought in for interrogation. The sundial's spring come again, pointing, it overflows. The circle of the moon plays on a reed of ancient Japan, land of abundant reed plains. This is a classical term that one finds in the classics. At the boundary of the field, crop fires beginning, hope of renewal, prosperity, farewell. A swan's white absence, reflections on the water. Incantation journey, a travelogue, necklace bound to reflection of spring night. Magnolia's burst, a boatman's song, lighting the lamps. The boatman's song is the barcalole, is the song of the gondolier in Venice. Windmill, everything has changed in memory. Twittering, standing, the water bird completes the water. And then one for Yoshida Issui. The swan comes, a vertical andante. Flowers set afloat over hidden reef, its hushed flow. In the flower market, stooping, blushing, Hotel Strauss.